started running through the Sefer Halacha yesterday. So we're holding the Sefer Shinuches. And we did the Siftes. And we're looking at the Sefer Halacha on page 424 at the bottom. The Zorim Mavatla Madira. So the question which the Sefer Halacha deals with is, do we say Zorim Mavatla Madira only when they're present and after they've been harvested, and now the person is not makbid, they're not makbid about walking through the fields, so it reverts back to be considered Mukav Adira, or the presence of the Zriya there is Mavatal, the heck of Adira, and the result of that is that it remains as such even after the Zorim are cut down. That was the question which he raised. And we skipped the brackets and we started from the last word on the page, which then continues on page 426. When we loshen harash v'vavodes hakadosh shekasim shazorim vat lemesem mechitzus mashu dilo other master. It sounds like the bittul. The domi command the heck of the hook of the shalosheim dira. It makes it as if it's not hook of the shem dira. Because we loshen it's there by more. The Yin Mayim, Erehim Gizroyim, Imanim Rim, Ishtamish, Ayin Shom. So the Lashon of the Balamor is similar. He's talking about Mayim, which we'll see in the next sift. That water which is not potable, it's not right for the animals to drink, so it's not going to be used for Tzarchei Adam, gets it in like Zroyim, that's Mavatal the Dira. So we use the lashon of bittul. Chay mashem lashon pirush reinachonano because the bozroy medoches hakafa shekifar l'shem dira. So it's doichet. It sounds like it. Kol eila mashem v'ziyosin is batal hakafos l'dira. The gamri it's bottle. And meila fila yirtza becharif nishtamish by tashmish dira. There are pesach abayas absurd l'seichel. So now in the winter when the field has been harvested, and now he can use it for other purposes. He wants to you do it on Shabbos through the doorway which goes out to the field. You have to rebuild the walls. Even though he never plans to plant there again. Okay. When you're the fila b'chotz anami yadin came, the kibin shizora batali mechitzes shaloi avikakarfik ba'alma. After b'chotz and mesafkele the rosh, I feel b'mokim hazrua.
What's the difference between a chotzer and a karfik?
A chotzer was constant, like we had the constant tashmishay adam. So he's saying even in a chotzer, the zriya will undermine the heck of the dira. The rush goes the other direction. The rush says that the tadiris of the tashrish of a chotzer is so powerful that maybe not only is the zroyim not mavat to the chotzer, but the chotzer is mat to the zroyim. The rush is specific about that. We'll see that chart seen. Right person did not accept that argument of the rush, and then we're back to it's the same thing as a karfif. This is not better. So now that it's the same thing as a karfif, Zeroyim can undermine it. Okay.
Sorry.
What is this that's different than a
karfif? The Chabagam Bechatzer Pachas of Beis Sasayim. He contemplates this possibility that Zroyim were not affected when it's less than Beis Hasayim, and he's the mitzadeh the b'sayif l'hachar b'zeh k'makom get b'zeh shagam nitlo as Zroyim v'gam hu chotzer l'karfeh b'star b'zeh mekel b'zeh and l'mchus p'yav. Okay.
What's the shame? If it's less than a base of sign, why is there any problem at all? I said there's no difference of the deer by less than a base of sign.
Yes and no, because it's still relevant, like the Mr. Burris said, that you're allowed to carry in the chotzer, but to carry from the bayis to the chotzer, since they have different types of tashmishim. So he contemplates that no, that a chotzer, because it's clearly an extension of the tashmishim of the bayis, that there could be zeroyim. If you have advantage being less than base asayim, the zeroyim are not significant enough to give about the dinei chotzer to answer that you can't carry from the bayis to the chotzer, chotzer to the bayis. Okay. Okay, now fine. Now let's take a look over here in the Sharat Zion. So in the Sharat Zion, this rush is in Sivkat and Samazai. So the Shulchan Aruch, oh, that's at least it's going on Sefirot. Okay, we'll see Sefirot first, and then we'll see that. Okay.
There's a rush.
So here, Sefirot, he speaks the halacha out. Okay. Mishi Yesh Lo Gino Bechatzeiroi. So he has a garden patch in his chatzer. He's growing vegetables there. So obviously the area where he's growing, he does not want people walking there. That's not called the Shem Dira. I feel Ein Bo El Beis Hasayim. It only has Beis Hasayim. And similarly, if it even has less of Beis Hasayim. So it doesn't undermine... It doesn't have the din of... that you can't carry in the chatzer. Because even if it's not Chatzer, you're allowed to carry. But, you cannot carry from the Gina or the Chatzer to the Bayis or vice versa. Because this becomes the defining element of the Chatzer. And now the Chatzer is not Chatzer, even though you're allowed to carry within it, it's different than the Bayis. You cannot carry from the Bayis to the Chatzer, like two Rishayas. So that's if it's Reba the Chotzer. I skipped those words. So Reba of the Chotzer is planted. It's not Hukav L'dira. That's Kaveh. The Iker of the Chotzer is not the same Dira. And Mela, you cannot carry from the bias to it, and vice versa. Let's see Himu Yersim. If the area of the Chotzer is more than Beis Hasayim, Lo Yital Tabo B'Chotzer Ela Barba Am. So now you can't carry. Now it gets into this halacha that you can't carry more than like a carmel is more than dalanamis. Imamir a chotzer, mashiyesh b'yosim esasayim oyser kol a chotzer. B'imyesh b'esasayim rapoch is also lohitzim imenu labayis. See if it's a mir of a chotzer, so the gina area is distinct. Even if less than esasayim, it's distinct, and. It's not going to answer the chotzer, but you cannot carry from the gina to the bayis. And if it's more the base of sayim, so then it becomes an error, which is also to carry, and then it's going to answer the rest of the chotzer. Okay.
Mishnah Berurah. Sayim, the gina.
The gina, yeah. Mishnah Berurah and Gimel. Mishnah Berurah and Gimel. Avshkar and Nisbar calls that Pacific Kedem Lin Karfif. We already said this by Karfif, so the Sukkot Rav is repeating himself. He says it again by Chotzer. Why? Lashin the shame which is roim avatli the mechitza shal Karfif shukla zira kamei kamei avatli mechitza shal Chotzer. It undermines the Chotzer as well. Lormina, we don't argue. The chotzer chashivi tvei will be spata b'shul zroim. That because of the usage of the chotzer is more significant, therefore the presence of zroim cannot undermine it. We don't say that. That's a chiddush. Right, chotzer the bayis b'siv zeh linyan tiltum in abayis chotzer the bayis k'moshin in abayis. And we also had another element over here which we didn't have before. And Mishnah Berurah mentioned it, but the Shulchan Aruch did not mention it. That even a scenario where you're allowed to carry within the karfif itself. And there's no issur carrying in the karfif because less than beis hasayim, or the chotzer is less than beis hasayim. You're allowed to carry, but you cannot carry from there to the bayis because it's nikva as the makom which is not hukav l'dira. So the Sharatzi and Samach Zayin.
What makes the karfi for the chatzir nikar as a makom? It's not makom.
Because rabbi it is a ruah.
It is. That's what you're speaking about.
Yeah. So this halacha that the Mechaber is saying is harosh mistavik. This that the rosh is subik. The rosh is contemplating that. We could argue that the tashas of a chatz are so significant that the presence of the gina cannot undermine the usage of the chatzir, even though it does undermine the usage of a karfif. A karfif is not as used as much madeira as a chatzir. The Torah's lashon is, it's a question, it's good to be mad. Does he represent the possibility? He's not. He just presents it as an established fact that the chotzer and the karf function similarly. However, the Rama says that the pshat and the chaber is because of the sofik. What's the din of chotzer? We give it the same chumrah as a karf. And he thought that he ends himself. So the Mishabura, or the Sharat Ziyun, no, I don't think that the Pshat and the Mechaber is saying that it's a din sofik. He's saying it's a din vadim. How could a rash recall some of the hedjib, but what is a kodesh, a din chotzik, a din karfif? He calls some of the hedjib, he tvob, he lushab, the dachab, gimel din, the rabbi hudab, and baba, ayin shon. He mucham, pierce, shirin, and chanan, or the rimask, and not the rubai, a reo, a chotzer. He has a dachab, he got me, a toy, beilonis, ayin shon, and devorah. So we have the Rosh is Masubik, but the Rashba, the Ritva, the Rebbeinu Chananel, and the Rimagash all say explicitly that the Chatz and the Karf are one. So you have four significant Rishonim which is saying that Chatz is no different than the Karf, and have a Rosh is saying, I'm not sure. So obviously the Rosh is Sufik is not going to override the Pshitas. All of these Rishonim, the Rosh and the Tvor, Ben Chanan, etc. In Kain Ravadi Lo Muchra Sveika the Rosh Negad Kol Hani Ravosi. So, we're all of these Rishonim who assumed that it's a problem. The Chotzer is not better than a Karfif and has the same problems the Karfif would have. Are not going to be undermined by the fact that the Rosh is clearing, maybe not. Even the Rosh is not saying definitively. Even he would, we'd have to figure out whether we would even pass on him and connect with these Rishonim. So, Kavakarma, the Rosh is, I'm not sure. So, you're not sure, but the Rashba and the Ritva and the Rebbeinu Chanan are sure that there's no Chiluk. So, Lamai said there's no Chiluk. Ayin Dalet. So if it's the right of the chotzer, even though there's only based sasayim, so feel ain't more ritzomer b'chol chotzer, the whole chotzer together, not even just the gina part, but the whole chotzer together is only based sasayim or less. The based sasayim would in pachas or even less than based sasayim. But the ma'isa, if the roiv is planted as a gina, that's kaveh the halacha of the whole thing. The whole thing is called mukif. Not ashamed here. So what I mean, if it's based asayim, if it's more than based asayim, you can't carry it more than dalet amos. If it's based asayim or less, so you cannot carry from the chotzer and the gina to the bayis and vice versa. But you're allowed to carry in the chotzer. Even the place with the ruah. If it's a sayim or less, you don't need hekif. You need hekif. Hekif it is. It's not hekif ladira. So the zroim or mevatel the shame hekif ladira. But I don't know, but even Zoroyim, you put a fence around them. So you can't do all the fence. There's Zoroyim that undermines the fence. Fence is not a steer to Zoroyim. Zoroyim is not a steer to fence. Zoroyim is a steer to a heck of Ladira. So that it undermines. but not to the fact that there's a wall there. So this is a walled area, which is less than Mason Simon, you're allowed to carry. Even not hook of a deer. But you cannot carry from there to the bayis, from the gina or the chotzer into the bayis. The kibbutz should is battle heck of shadir, but the presence of the majority of the chotzer being planted with royim is mevatel the same heck of shadir. Because chotzer carpet bed dalmas is like a carpet. Shalosh lahat halt the man of the bayis, chimin the bayis is soicha. You can't carry from one to the other. If you look at carpet pachos beis asayim, if you look hein shel adam echad, even though only one person owns it, there's not two rishuyos in the ownership sense. And it's only less than Sayyim, but Lamais, it's a different type of, it's like a different Rishos, because it's a different type of function. That also gives it a different Rishos.
Would a Rishos Chaseros work here?
I don't think so. Okay. And if it's more than Beis HaSayim, so then you're going to ask for the whole chotzer. Fine.
So is this halachah myself? If I have a vegetable or whatever, this isn't such a large area. I don't have, but people would have. What does? How would this plant?
I'm not so fluent in this halacha. I don't think I've ever really been pasuk in this halacha.
Yeah.
Just based on what we have in the Shavura, I'm not aware of a kula on it. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Rosh is Masupik on it, but right. We don't.
Kula on
what? Because if an Erev Chaser doesn't work, then the citywide Erev doesn't help. Is what you're saying.
Correct.
Kula on what?
Yeah, part of your field is part of your property is. Well, what it would do for you is it would affect the din of miut.
Because now the whole thing is one cross, then.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But it wouldn't. It still would be a problem to carry from the gina to the bayis that you still would have. You're going to measure it, but even if it's a miyut, in the gin itself, you cannot carry from the gin into the bayis, because in that sense, it's to Rosh Hashanah.
That's been fair, halachah mice. We should have a little area in front of the house, right? Actually, the whole scroll says, like, we shouldn't carry through that. We'll go through that area. In front of the bayis.
That's the real hook comes out before, right? Right. Yeah. Okay. Now, if the scenario is, it's more than Beis HaSayim, the whole schotz together, and the roiv of it is zeruah, so that gives it a din. The whole thing is not hooked up with the dira. So then you can't carry within it more than dalan amos. Al rabbi amos given karmelis, given them being kula yesh yos the bishes sayim. If a roiv is roiim, bitul shem dira mechotzer. So the roiv is roiim is without the shem dira, and meila it's like it's not mukav. So you cannot carry, and it's more than bishes sayim. So you can't carry more than Dalan Amos. But if it's more than Beis HaSayim, sorry, if it's a Miyad of the Chatzar, if it has more than Beis HaSayim, Oysa Kol HaChatzar. Mashiyesh v'Ritzalem Ra'im Yesh v'Mokam HaZeruah, if the Mokam HaZeruah has more than Beis HaSayim, which is only a miyad of the chotzer, it's quite a large chotzer, but the area which is a ruah is less than Beis HaSayim. I got that wrong. If it's more than Beis HaSayim, it ashes everything, or it's called a chotzer. If it's less, so you cannot carry from the gina to the bias, but it doesn't undermine the rest of the chotzer. What is it called a chotzer? Pei aleph. If the chotzer roi legabi gina, v'lo nipto mimenu shem dira, ayin es roi. The chotzer is a roi. So therefore the gina does not move out of the shem heck of a dira from the chotzer, because the chotzer is the ikar, it's larger. That much is still going to be true. That vis-a-vis the area which is Zerua, which is the Miyut, but that area which is Zerua, which is more the Beis HaSayim, that part is definitely not Zerua the Shem Dira. So therefore you cannot carry there. So now the rest of the chotzer is porous to makam ha'asr, and therefore the rest of the chotzer becomes asr as well. If it's more than Beis HaSayim, so it's asr to carry from there. But if it's less than Beis HaSayim, so you're allowed to carry in the chotzer. You're allowed to carry from the chotzer to the bayis. You cannot carry from the gina to the bayis. But it's less than Beis HaSayim, so you cannot ask for carrying there. That's not the issue. You cannot carry from there to the bayis. See what is there, an area where you're not getting involved with Dalai Lamas. We have a separate issue of the issue of carrying from such a karfif into the bayis. You can't be carried from Imenu Labayas. I should talk upon him. Michael Gachotz are sure the Talat Labayas Ashiyesh Shir Beis HaSayim. This area is the means of the Gachotz, so it doesn't undermine the rest of the Gachotz. The area is more than Beis HaSayim, and therefore it's also to carry it within its own.
Again.
Even though, but since it's a miyut, it doesn't answer the rest of the chotzer. So what about, can you carry from the chelik, but you cannot carry from the gina to the bayis? What about the chotzer to the bayis? Something is mutter. The chelik chotzer shor el tal to the bayis, av sheyesh shir beis hasayim, even though it has a shir beis hasayim. Then go chotzer, shemot tzir mimena l'sha, the bayis, you're allowed to carry from the chotzer to the bayis, even though it's more beis hasayim, because it's hokah l'dira. Argument number one. This issur is not just on the gina to the bayis, it's on the chotzer to the bayis as well. You don't have the chotzer to gina mutter the talpa. You only allowed to carry within the chotzer and the gina. Come on, when you clear bayis, make your gina makam asr. But vis-a-vis the bayis, the gina is not a makam dira, so it's asr. Shere asr lahitzi men al bayis, mele neser gam a chotzer and yinzam yishum shu boritz basurach the gina. So it's a new scenario of being pursued that ever oscillate. It's not a bad. The chotzer is totally open to the gina. The gina is mutter to carry within the gina. You're allowed to carry from the gina to the chotzer. You cannot carry from the gina to the bayis. So in that sense, it's called a makam oser. So the chotzer is poritz be malay poritz to that. So it also comes also to the bayis. That's his argument. So that's the seems to be machloek is what the loch is. There is the lashon shachar masha that's mutter, but he brings the yesh oistrim, which he says it's a magen of rum like a Mordechai. Let's talk it through. In a case where the Zeroyim area is less than Beis HaSayim, so you're allowed to carry from the chotzer to the bayis. The Eishu Kilim, because you're allowed to tell the Af Minachel, the Kagina, Guvul the bayis, Who did mean a bias to Gino? There's an opinion which is makel beyond what we said in the Shulchan Aruch to carry from even the area. Now that it's a miyad, the chotzer is mavatal, the shame is royim, and you're allowed to carry from the gina to the bias as well, according to this argument. It becomes mukav ladira. Okay. So you can rely on that opinion in the makom of necessity. Okay. Chol muskir b'tan who b'shein mechitza ben echad to the makom is right. It's not talking about that it's all enclosed in one enclosure. If yesh mechitza, but if there's a wall between the makom which is a rua and the rest of the chotzer, so then chelik echad shayach lechaber klal, one is no shayach to the other. Can chelik a chotzer dinoy kechotzer mutatal lekulay men levayis? Who needed lots? So if it's a closed in its own area, so the chotzer is a regular chotzer. You're allowed to carry from the chotzer to the bias and bias to the chotzer. The status of the area which has been enclosed and it's planted, so you have to figure out what was more the base of Zion, was less the base of Zion, etc. Im chelak hanizer who yosef base of Zion. Say if it's more than a sign, you cannot carry even in it itself. You cannot carry from the chotzer to it or vice versa. The chotzer dinner rishus yachid gomer, because the chotzer is a full fledged rishus yachid, and this is like a karmelist, so you can't carry from one to the other. That's if it's more than a sign. We were not based a sign or pachas. So you're allowed to carry from the chotzer to the ginnah to the chotzer. You carry in the ginnah itself, it's like the same. You carry from the chotzer to the ginnah, that's no problem. The only problem is you cannot carry from kli bayis out to the ginnah. Fine. Therefore, taking your meal in the gina is inappropriate. So later on, before we had an argument that we have to worry about the fact that water might spill and you end up helping things grow. But now we're saying that it's a different issue. In this scenario, the actually sort is that Chol Shkein Be'im Hu Yosef Beis Hasayim Dosa B'Tiltu Yosef Yar Bahamas. So you're bringing food and drink out from the house, so that's going to be an issue of clay bias. So to make sure that the clay bias don't go into where the gina is difficult. So therefore, we shouldn't take our meals over there.
Where? Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, so we saw this rush. This rush introduces this idea that in a chotzer, because it's tasha, which is tasha, which is tanner, is royim, can't undermine it, and therefore, it's going to the presence of the Zeroyim will not undermine the din of the Chotzer, and then possibly even the Makom Zeroyim, according to the Rush, would be Mutter as well. So the Rush is Masupik about it. The Shar Tzion we already saw says that surely the Rush is Masupik about it, but the Shulchan Aruch is Night of the Isser. He says this, so he doesn't even bring it as a possibility. And he says, well, that's based on Menor Mishan. So if we go back to that Bir Locha, which we saw yesterday.
What are you talking about? The Gina is less than this.
Um, Right. No, even if it's based, if it's more than based sign.
What?
Even if it's more than based sign.
If what?
The Gino is more than based sign in the Chotzer. Now,
oh, Dr. Cohen.
If you look at the Bir Halacha before, which he discusses this idea that a case of the years called with Chaima, the Zroimer, which was said here, not Mavatal Hek of Dirishal Chaima. So in that piece, he brings that the Bar Shmuel has such an argument. The Chacham Tzvi quotes it. The Marxia quotes it as well. So then he says that the base mayor said, fine. It's about halfway through. This argument of the Dvar Shmuel and the Chacham Tzvi and the Marxia is not so simple. Why? Shikras Mikhosim who Ashita's a rush for Mordechai Dev Shagabi Chotzer on his Babdu Klaal Machizis Mishum Zroy. So this is the rush that the Bir Halacha mentioned, this rush we're seeing now. In a case where you're dealing with a Chotzer, so the Machizis are not bought because of the Zroy, because that's the Ikram Makam Tashmish. So they're being Samech on that Shita. So even though the Torah is Machra, Tzuchum Rabba Alma, the Sermon the Hekim Shalchayma Adiv Tvei, and therefore, Hekim Shalchayma is even you want to be machra by the case of the Chotzer, which is a chumrah, but even that chumrah you won't do when it's a Hekim Shalchayma. But he said the Shartzim pointed out the men Rishonim do not accept that argument. So I don't have any kula to base this on. The fact that it has a chayma alone is not a source of a heter. Fine. So the argument that he's saying is really built on this rush that we're saying Zroim not mevatel, the tashmish tadr of the chotzer is Zroim not mevatel. And they're adding a knach that even though there's a mukkel machmer, the Torah's machmer, that's only when it's a regular situation of a chotzer. But in case we have a chaimer around the city, that's better. So the question is, what's the mile of chaimer around the city? The mile of chaimer is the fact that it's very physically, or the fact that it's an enclosure of the city. Or it's, even though in one chotzer I'm going to machmer, but if this is a closure of the whole city, they say there's zermer about all that. So the assumption that they had that a karfif, which is more than base asayim, doesn't undermine the air around the city, because the ikur over here is not so much the strength of the wall. The Russian argument is because the tashmish tadr overrides it. And they're saying that Kabbal Karma, when this is the city, you know, which so you have you enclose the city to make it a mukam which you can use for your purposes, etc. That adds that mila. So the Zoram can't think about it. So that's the argument that even when you make a Torah Pesach around it would be sufficient. Mishabura is inclined very much to Chumrah. He does not want to accept this kula. So according to Mishabura, and the way the Mishabura argues, so the Shulchan Aruch does not hold this head to Bechal. These Machriya Halakha Lamais are not like the Rosh, not even myself, like the Torah's father. So the whole head is built on the Rosh and the Mordechai. So the reason why Sardim don't carry in an Eruv, Milvad, that they have a problem with the way the Mechitzes are built, or Tzarsa Pesach is built, according to the Rambam. They also have this other problem, that if there's any carpet within the city, which is more than the base of Sayim, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins not like the Rosh. And the Mishabura seems to coming out really that we should all paskin like that, preferably. Okay. Yud Aleph. Okay. Karf of Yosef Beis Hasayim. Shehukah. The Dira. Nichasa B'mayim. So now the water broke through and came into the and the water is now settled in, ain't going anywhere. So Imri Mishdiya Aim of Alam Adira. So if that water is potable water, it's great. So that's part of Dira, that's part of Tashmashi Adam. So you have a section of your enclosure which is storing water for you. That's great. Feel welcome, Shani Spashtrashom, Yosim Sasayim. See, even though it's more than Bishasayim, that's not called Dira to hook up a Dira, because this is part of Dira. And a Fila Hemamukim Harbe, even if it's very deep. So it's a big bore. So it's very deep. Okay. So it's very big. Doesn't change anything. However, but if the water is not drinkable, not potable, so then dinim kizroyim, it's going to get a dinim of zroyim, depending on the area which is it's covering, all the locals we have, whether it's right over the miyat, etc. But that's only true if the depth of the water is 10 tvachim. Because if the depth of the water is less than 10 tvachim, we don't look at that water as being the makam is a longer makam dira. It's not so deep. You can walk through it. You do things there. If it's deeper, already, you can't. So that's going to be problematic. Okay. The water has now settled into the. It's covered with kaim. It's now staying there, as opposed to flow. So the Sharatzian says that I am test. What are we coming lafuke? If it's flowing. That's what we had before. That's the river going through your chutzner. Okay. Okay. In real mishdiya, Rachel Arma lishdiyas adam. Person can drink it. Be yeshar mekilah filah aksharim lekvisa b'dayim. Maybe some say it's mekel even if you can't use it for drinking, but there's other tashmishiyadim which you could use it for example, for kvisa. See, when you can't do that on Shabbos, but you can't say this is not called a welcome look of ladira. You use this water for dira purposes. Mm-hmm. Washing clothing is part of dira purposes. Some are make on that. That's, he says that's the Rashba. So the Ein Lecha Dira Gemula Mizu. Having water there is not a steer to Dira, so why should you move out to the Dira?
Ein Lecha Dira what? Gedola?
Yeah. Even if the area was more than Mesasayim and it's deep. The bore Golok Kahai Ein Derech Las. It's a very big bore, very big cistern storing water. You don't normally do that. And therefore, it's not called the Dira. No, the Shaper Motzi, the Onam Oysa Brecha Gedola Shamayim, the Teshmisha. If he finds a way to have a large amount of water stored for his users, he'll do that. So that's called Tashmishi Odom. It's not only is it heter when part of the chotzer is still dry land, even the whole chotzer becomes underwater, the heter would continue to carry there, etc. Because not without the dira. The main room is dira. However, if they're not potable. So muddy you can't use it for washing other purposes as well. So it's totally not usable. So dinner kizroyim. It's mamish like zroyim. So we'll apply the rules. If the majority of the chutzner is now underwater, so it will become usher to carry from the chutzner to the bayis, even though there's not more than a sasayim. If it covers the meat of the chaser, but the water area is more than the base of sayim, so it becomes usher, and then the chaser pours to makam usher, you can't carry in the chaser, kul usher. Doesn't have a wall around it, but if you give it a bit of a wall, if there's a rim which is 10 tefachim deep, or it has at least a steep bank which functions like a wall, so you had an area of the chutzah which was depressed and it was lowered down, etc. And something, the pipe bursts and now it fills with water. But it's a separate area. It's not part of the chutzah. There's a wall between it and the chutzah because the walls around it act like a wall. So that's the credit pointed out. Birloch is what to say about it. We'll leave that for next week, the finish of Mishnah Berurah. Who she? Amgu Masar Tzvachim. Tzvachim Masar Tzvachim. I believe Ketit the Refish Ba'alma Shein Cholkim Rishos Liyazman. It's muddy. It's a little bit wet, a little bit muddy. That's not called the different Rishos. Okay, we ran through some things over here. There's probably some important points of the Shartzi and the Bir Halacha which you have to see, but we'll leave that for.